You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is where somebody gets fired, all right? Somebody's getting fired for this one. Have you guys noticed the Coca-Cola cans? The latest Coca-Cola cans, they're silver, like the Diet Coke cans, and then they have those cute bears. Because remember the commercials over the last few years had to do with these polar bears. I guess Coca-Cola does a lot of work with endangered species. Guys, check your radios. Check your radios. You're having radio problems. Coca-Cola likes to fight endangered species becoming more endangered, from what I understand. So they made this Coca-Cola can. Such to, you know, would increase awareness on endangered species. Problem is, the Coca-Cola can looks a lot like the Diet Coca-Cola can. So people have been buying, like diabetics, have been buying loads of these Coca-Cola cans, then drinking them, going, gosh, this tastes darn good. This tastes good. Meanwhile, practically putting themselves into a diabetic coma because it's sugary. Now, I remember, I don't know if it was at Thanksgiving, somebody had brought sodas, and I don't like to drink diet soda. To me, it tastes like battery acid, but there was nothing to drink, so I drank water. And actually, come to find out, there was plenty of Coca-Cola there to drink. It's just the cans look the same. So, from what I understand, the Coca-Cola company is now going, dope. And they're going to go back to the regular red Coca-Cola can because these stupid silver Coca-Cola cans are confusing too many people. You know, what these companies need to realize is we don't read. We're like a bunch of little kids nowadays. Nobody is reading the can. We associate a red cola can with Coca-Cola. We always have. All right? Why mess that up? So whoever's in marketing, see, I actually had a job in marketing. And in fact, if I if I was not going to be accepted to medical school, if I was going to get dumped by every school that I applied to, I was going to go into marketing. Now, luckily, I did, and I did get accepted right away, which is good. Woo-hoo, good for you guys, too, huh? But I was going to go into marketing. So I love to look and see how people market, you know, like some of the stupidest things that have ever been marketed. We talked about once on the show was great. Like, I think on McDonald's, the McPizza, we talked about that. McPizza, stupid. I think they also had a sandwich where there was cold on one side, hot on the other. Yeah, remember there was, gosh, it was in the 80s where you had the hot stays hot and the cold stays cold. Again, another failure. I don't want to just rip on McDonald's. I'm trying to think another failure. Yeah, Burger King had that stupid, ugly king. Right, that scared people. I think Ronald McDonald was a doink. That was dumb, but again, back to McDonald's. Sorry about that. So, you know, here we are, and I'm sure you all could probably think of marketing strategies that were stupid. You know what are great marketing strategies are your jingles. And I'm sorry, I didn't get any of the jingles ready with my engineers, so you'll have to hear me sing them. No, I won't sing them. But like Folgers, right? What does Folgers do? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your... You see? And you memorize it. These songs, jingles, are brilliant. You don't take something that has been around since the 50s, maybe 40s, right? I forget when Coca-Cola started. Diet Coke started in the 80s, but Coca-Cola started decades ago. Red... And you change it. But what really bothers me is, are we really that stupid as a society? Are we really that dumb that we don't read the can? We just associate everything with the color. And we think that a company is going to stay consistent with their colors such that we could just grab a silver can and know that it's diet. I guess maybe we are kind of dumb. I mean, I don't want to blame any of the diabetics. I made the same mistake. I have no problem admitting I'm dumb, too. I'm lazy. I think what it is I'm lazy. I don't stop to read because I assume a company who has been successful after decades and decades of a successful product wouldn't all of a sudden change it because some dork in the back of the boardroom decides to have a cool idea. All right. And like I said, I am for protecting our endangered species, animals. I've gone through the list. Remember that Zorro bullfrog. I really want to protect that sucker. But no, please don't mess with the Coca-Cola cans, because that's really dangerous. If you're diabetic, right, guzzles down one of these things because they're as lazy as I am and they don't read it, that could be really dangerous. And consumers read. Just read. Okay, and by the way, if you're diabetic, you really shouldn't be drinking diet soda. You're supposed to drink water. Oh, but I like the taste. The taste? Really? Oh, you know what was another stupid marketing strategy? Was when Coca-Cola in the 80s came out with New Coke, they decided to fix the formula. Now, I remember looking at that, looking at the TV going, "Why? No. I thought maybe it's because they're trying to make it cheaper. That was a complete cluster. All right. But, you know, I need to do that. I need to find that list. We talked about it one day, of all the clusters that were done with marketing. And it was, you know what was amazing marketing was there was a commercial years ago where a lady falls in the shower. I think it was supposed to promote a type of alarm system for an elderly person who was home and living alone. And she fell and she couldn't get up. And that was the famous line, "I've fallen and I can't get up." Now, that was a brilliant line. The only problem is nobody remembers what the product was. What we all remember is, oh, I fell and I can't get up. People joke about it all the time. Everybody always jokes. Comedians joke, "I fall and I can't get up." And I'm like, oh, come on. It was originally a very serious commercial. But, you know, we bozos changed it up. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today. Today's a really, really good show. All right, we got Donovan in the house. Thanks to GCN Studios sending my show out worldwide. Only a small part of the world listens to the show, but hey, it's still worldwide. Okay, if you're offline in Zimbabwe, you could log online to GCNLive.com and get my show. That's what it is. Or I'm loud enough where you could hear it. All right, I want to talk about this little 7-year-old kid who, while defending himself in a fight, you know, hit the kid in the groin, and now is up on or being investigated for sexual assault. All right. We're also going to look at a new type of treatment if you get the lethal dose of radiation. It may not be lethal. All right. When we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on my Facebook page. I will follow me. Just follow me wherever I go. And if you want to bring me to your town, please go to your local radio station and say, bring the Dr. Dahlia to this town. After they smack you upside the head, they may see the logic in it. We were talking about stupid marketing ads and commercials. Joe, listening from Torrance, California, my buddy Joe, says, Dr. Dahlia, the company was First Alert. I guess the I fell and I can't get up. That was First Alert, so I apologize. Makes sense. First Alert, yeah. So, hey, at least I was right. I knew it was some alarm company. All right, let's see if there's anyone on the phone lines or the phone message bank. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc. I get you an hour a day on XM, and it's a no-brainer. They need to have you on at least three or four. I love your show. I love your content. You do a great job in educating us, and please tell whoever you need to tell that we need you on XM more than an hour.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you see? Oh, that makes me smile, all right? Yeah, all your emails telling me my show blows, people. No. That doesn't make me happy. A call like this does. Thank you for the information. I feel all good. Really? Am I that informative? Okay, good. I thought I'd been giving you guys false information sometimes. Okay, well, let's go back to the topic of stupid marketing ads. Well, this is a topic of a stupid study. Now, I don't usually like to criticize studies unless they're really this stupid, okay? So first, hear what the headline is. The headline coming from Daily Mail. Now, they're not stupid. They're a great source, okay? But this is a headline on what the researchers in research, okay? Teenage sex leads to bad moods in later life. Okay? So they're trying to tell us that in the teenage years, if you have sex, you could be more grumpy. Now, I always thought the lack of sex made you grumpy. I mean, boy, was I grumpy. I still am. but that's neither here nor there. Okay, so researchers from Ohio State University found that these changes can occur because the sexual experience is taking place while the brain is developing. Okay, so you're like, all right, this looks like there's some, you know, some valid thought processes, you know, within the scientific method being performed on this study. Okay, so what did the researchers do? Okay, this is where it gets stupid. Okay, the researchers base their conclusions after studying the behavior of hamsters after they engage in sexual activity. Oh, it gets stupider. Three groups were used altogether. 40-day-old hamsters, which is the equivalent to a 16 to 20-year-old human, which mated. Adult 80-day-old hamsters, all right, and also had sex in a control group. Oh, and then I guess had a control group that they wouldn't let have sex. Now, various tests were conducted 4 months later to measure the animal's moods, and the results indicate that teenage sex can affect them. Okay, am I not getting this? Okay, so what they're telling me is a 40-day-old hamster is equivalent to a teenager, and an 80-day-old hamster is, I guess, supposed to be a grown-up. Now, all right, so the 40-day-old hamsters, right, the quote-unquote teenage group, subject group, didn't put much energy into swimming when they were placed in water, which can be a sign of depression, and frantically explored a maze, which was a sign of anxiety. Are you kidding me? So these 40-day-old hamsters that had sex couldn't figure out a maze, which showed anxiety, and they didn't swim when they sat in water, which was indicative of depressive disorder. Okay, I'm not buying this. I think this is absolutely stupid. Okay, no, there's more. Researchers found that sexual activity had also affected the brain and diminished reproductive parts. Oh, wait a second. This is a rehash of the study we talked about a week or two ago. The hamsters who had teenage sex had less complex dendrite neurons. Say that three times fast. These conduct electrochemical stimulation to the brain. They have smaller seminal vesicles, which secrete semen, and a smaller vas deferens. So if they had sex while developing, they had smaller boy parts. I could swear we talked about this a week or two ago. Anyway, this came out today. All right, so basically the co-author emphasize that the team's findings do not necessarily apply directly to humans. Well, then what the heck? Why? We don't give a damn about hamsters. Oh, what a waste of our time. Oh, my gosh. You know, you get this big headline, so I'm ready to tell my boys, you know, don't have sex. Well, I mean, I tell them they can't have sex anyway, even though they're too young to even know what it is, right? And we're talking about hamsters' weenies. Okay, let's. What else is stupid going on in the news? If you join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, this just worries me. Okay, there's a 7-year-old Massachusetts boy who, on the ride home, was bullied by this kid who took his gloves. Now, remember, Massachusetts right now, it's cold. So they get into a fight, and this bully starts choking him. So what the boy does, a little 7-year-old boy does, is he punches the bully in the groin. Okay, now, this is what kids have had to do for decades, right, or even centuries, to get out of fights. Hit him where it hurts so you can get your respiration back. Fine, all right? You'd think that would be the end of it. Now, this little boy, this 7-year-old Mark Curran, now faces suspension or transfer to another school because he isn't being investigated for sexual harassment. Okay? The Boston school spokesperson said any kind of inappropriate touching would fall under that category. The school administration is conducting a full investigation. They have not concluded, but I think they interviewed somebody that said All right, the school principal said it doesn't matter who hit first. The principal said he hit him in the testicles. That's assault. That's sexual assault. Now, of course, the mom was like, well, wait a second, the kid choked my son first, and that's attempted murder because my kid couldn't breathe. So are kids not allowed to punch other kids in the groin anymore? Now, this is a topic that I think is pretty significant, not because I want kids getting punched in the groin. It's actually very dangerous. We've talked about that, okay? You know, if a boy is developing that he gets punched in the groin and it ruins the testicles, okay. Now, did the bully deserve it? Probably, yeah. The bully deserved it. But are we now so aware of sexual harassment and sexual assault, you know, with all this going on with Sandusky and Penn State and now Syracuse and all the other things that have surfaced in the news, where if our child, in a fight trying to defend himself, nails the kid in the groin, he is going to be up on charges for sexual harassment and sexual assault? Is he going to be later reported and online as a sex offender? Now, there was a movie recently. I think I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, an Adam Sandler movie. I'm sorry if most of the movies I cite, by the way, guys, are Adam Sandler movies or Jim Carrey movies. Okay, as you can see, you know, I like stupid funny. Well, anyway, in this movie, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I guess Adam Sandler and the guy from King of Queens, I forget his name. I don't know. They decide to get married so they can get benefits, disability benefits. I don't know. I really wasn't watching it. But one of the children who was portrayed as a homosexual child was in a fight at school. And what the child does is he goes into the splits and he hits this oversized bully in the groin. Everybody's like, yeah, he won the fight. Yay, that's wonderful. I mean, this has been portrayed on TV. This has been portrayed in movies. I mean, we're even taught as women, you know, go for the groin. You know, now I have two brothers. And I got in big trouble in my family, big trouble, when they would fight with me and I'd hit them. Because, you know, our rule was, you know, you don't punch anybody in the jewels. Although, you know, they didn't get in trouble for beating up on me. But they weren't allowed to touch me. I was allowed to touch them. So I get it. And so it only happened once and I got busted, but that was it. And I honestly, I think my brother really overcried. You know how they do, right? Right? He didn't look like he noticed. And all of a sudden, mom enters the room. Wah! Wah! Dolly hit me in the wah! Wah! You know, I'm like, oh, come on, wussy. Then I get busted. You know how that happens, right? And then mom leaves and he goes, ha ha. So, you know, but I think this is getting a little ridiculous, okay? You know, we're trying to teach our kids to defend ourselves. And only in the last 10 years, I've noticed kids are not allowed to defend themselves in school. All right? You're supposed to raise your hand and go to the teacher. You're not allowed to get into a fight. You're not allowed to hit another kid. All right? That's taboo. And honestly, I don't like assault. I don't want kids hitting each other. I don't want, you know, because again, one kid stabbed another kid with a pencil at school once in the hand. I mean, dangerous things happen when you allow kids to fight. But then again, I think we are breeding a generation of kids who really can't defend themselves and are getting picked on and they're afraid to punch back. I mean, you know, think about it. You keep bullying this one kid. He punches you once, you leave him alone. So what do we do? And I mean, now if the kid is being choked and he's trying to get out of it by giving him a knee to the groin, sexual assault, really? We're going to talk more about this plus more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter. All right, so I'm not going to talk about it too much longer. We talk a lot about children and how they should defend themselves at school and how we're raising a bunch of weenies and how I think we are really feminizing our boys. But this is going to be a very interesting case that I'm going to watch. If fighting another child, a bully, and in defense, right, kicking him or punching him in the groin is considered sexual assault, we have to change the whole way we fight in school. Now, of course, as a doctor, I'm supposed to say, you know, leave the groin alone. You could cause severe testicular damage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as a mom of a kid who, you know, if he was getting choked by a bully, I would tell my kid to breathe any way you can. And you fight and you punch and you scratch. You know, when I was in school, they taught us girls that if we were ever getting attacked or raped or whatever, you do anything to get yourself out of it and everything, meaning try to make yourself vomit, try to pee, try to poo, fart, do whatever you can to make yourself as unattractive. Now, even though your assailant isn't, you know, attacking you because of attractivity, but you want to dissuade him from being in that general vicinity by smelling the place up with urine and vomit or whatever. Sorry if y'all are eating. I know it's disgusting, but it's true. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, they yell and scream. I mean, you know, if you have time to think, you know, think it through, then, I mean, just make yourself vomit, pee on the, you know, do whatever you can. And so, you know, yeah, your kid's getting choked in school, get out of it. Get out of it any way you can. And there's certain areas that we are taught, you know, when we learn martial arts or Krav Maga or self-defense that are the soft points. You know, like, for example, if, you know, an assailant, you know, tries to cover your mouth with his hand, you try to pull back his pinky. His pinky is the weakest point. There's places in the neck you could attack. I've actually talked about self-defense on the show a lot. I want to bring that back up. It's been a while since I've done self-defense. We'll do that, and I'll teach you guys how to kick someone's butt. Man or woman, you know, honestly, an assailant could be either. So, you know, you want to find the soft spots. Those are the spots that you have to teach your kids. I mean, remember, our job to teach our children is to how to take care of themselves in the wild later. And the wild, whether it's corporate America, whether it's liberal America, whether it's on the schoolyard, we need to teach our kids how to defend ourselves. My father taught me everything he had learned in the Army, you know, except they had done judo back then. You know, and he was teaching me certain movements, et cetera. And, you know, he's like, you got to know how to fight and you got to know how to defend yourself. That's just something we learned. Nowadays, we really aren't teaching our kids how to fight because they aren't allowed to fight in school. You know, so my boys wrestle, and me and my husband are always like, stop it, no fighting, stop it, no fighting. You know, and sometimes I just wonder if I should step back and let them do it. You know, maybe in nature, the reason why brothers and sisters and siblings fight is because that is nature's way of getting them ready for the wild. You know, it's interesting. It is the one relationship, even going back to biblical times, Cain and Abel, you know, brothers and sisters, Esau and Jacob, always vying for affection, vying for the birthright. You know, it's been in all stories, you know, sisters and brothers, your first adversary. When you get out of the womb, when these little tiny birdies are hatched in the nest and the mother bird comes with one worm, these birds are fighting for who gets the worm. And they're fighting with their siblings. And I guess that's nature's way of getting you prepared. You're supposed to fight for your siblings, but then later you're supposed to love them and invite them over for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So how do we teach our kids to fight? And are we really now going to be of a society where if another kid touches somebody else in the groin, that is assault? Should it be assault? Should punching another kid in the genitals, another kid touching someone else's genitals, be assault? By definition, it is, right? I mean, you could kick someone in the groin, you could knee someone in the groin, or you could punch. Maybe this is assault because punching had fingers and hand. Maybe they're considering assault because they can't prove that the first kid was being attacked. And the bully's like, I just stood there and he walked up to me and touched the groin. I mean, I never thought a situation like this would come up. And maybe it has to come up, but they've got to come up with some guidelines. But as far as I know, if my kid is being choked, I'm going to tell him to fight for his life, and you get out of it any way you could. And I don't care about suspension. I do care about, though, a label or a criminal label of sexual assault. That's a problem. But you know what? I think there's ways to, get, I mean, look, we're talking about an 8-year-old, right? We'll be able to get him off my son. Well, luckily my boys don't get beat up. They aren't at that age. A few years ago, one kid tried to pull my other child up by his curls. One of my sons had curly hair, and he just pulled my son up by the head with his curls. And when I found out about it, oh my gosh, I wanted to go ape poop on this child, but I couldn't, you know? So, it just makes you mad as a mom. Just makes You man. All right. So let's see. What are we talking about now? Let's go into. God, but there's something else I want to say about the whole child issue. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. All right. So new radiation treatment may actually allow workers to survive a fatal dose of radiation. Now, this is really interesting. Unfortunately, the font is really small, so bear with me, okay? Researchers have discovered that mice can actually survive a lethal dose of radiation. Now, we're talking that one dose. We've talked about levels of radiation and doses, and a lethal dose, you could be dead in 12, 24, 48 hours, okay? Now, they've come up with a double drug therapy, and if they give this cocktail within 24 hours of exposure, they saw that 80% of the mice survived a dose that would usually kill 95% of mice. All right. Now, how does radiation kill? We talked about the free radicals, changes the dividing cells. You start to bleed in your gut. You start to bleed. You become anemic, aplastic anemia, because it destroys your bone marrow. So you basically stop building your building blocks and your oxygenation of cells, of building your red blood cells. Your red blood cells get destroyed. It's a horrible way to die, radiation exposure. But this team found that boosting levels of a protein that helps strengthen the immune response will while giving mice an antibiotic. Now, that's kind of interesting. An antibiotic, as well as this protein, allowed these mice to actually survive that single dose of radiation. Now, they aren't going into, you know, did they still have rashes? Did they still have any sort of bleeding? They're not going into that. This is in its early stages. But, oh, my gosh, if they could come up with a treatment, because what happened with Fukushima is whoever got exposed, they got exposed. I mean, you know, they rinsed them off and did the washing and did what they could, and then you treat them symptomatically, you know, trying to give them fluids, if you could give them blood, etc. But we don't have an anti-venom for radiation. We really don't. So if this actually goes through, I'm absolutely ecstatic. Ecstatic. Okay, one thing that I didn't realize was a problem is 1 in 5 calls made to 911 is a mistake. And it's what we call a butt dial. You know when you make a phantom call, you accidentally call somebody you didn't realize? Well, they're reporting now, officials in Evanston, Chicago, is saying that a fifth of wireless calls they receive to 911 is a phantom call. Now, again, if somebody's being attacked or there's an assailant in the house, people may dial 911 and they won't be able to say anything, but they'll keep the phone on to hopefully attract police. So, the 911 operators, they don't know if these calls are phantom calls or there's an assailant nearby and the caller can't call. So they need to check out each and every one of these calls. All right. According to a Chicago Evanston's 911 center, they receive about 500 calls a month from mobile phones that have mistakenly dialed the emergency center. Now, what happens is, because they have to check these out, it's using up valuable resources. It's taking up time. And I mean, we need our police force going to the real call. So, guys, get your phone out of your butt or away from your butt. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We are ready to rock and roll. Okay, I was eating my snack. Sorry, I had to eat my snack on break. Now the whole microphone and studio is all sticky. You know when you have a napkin and it's all sticky, and I really, I'll just use my shirt. It's okay. All right, here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I did remember what I wanted to say about children and assault and being attacked at school. I bring this up a lot, so some of you have already heard this, but whenever you, your child, your daughter, your son is getting attacked, and it's by an assailant that's kind of one of these heavy-duty assailants, I would scream fire. That's what I was taught by a police officer when I did some self-defense training. Because, and I know some of you said, oh, yeah, I hear this, but there's some new listeners. We do actually attract new listeners to the show. It's not the same five that have been listening since 2009. I think I'm up to six listeners. But anyway, screaming fire is probably one of the most brilliant things you could ever do. All right? If you're being attacked by a rapist and you scream, rape, rape, I'm being raped, people are very selfish. And they'll sit and they'll hide in their apartment and they won't come out. But if you say fire, right? Everyone's worried about their house or they're worried about their car and they're going to come out. Same thing. Somebody has a gun or like we were talking about that couple that was held at knife point and then the kidnapper wanted to sue him for snitching. Right. When they fled, when you're running and you think the guy behind you has a knife, don't scream a guy with a knife is following us because nobody's going to come out to help. I mean, unless they're, you know, hopefully an off duty cop. Most people are going to hide because they don't want to get hurt. You scream fire, fire, fire. Everybody looks. So just teach your kids that, your adolescents that, and just keep that in mind. Scream fire. Okay, this is kind of disturbing, so I just want to prepare you. This is really disturbing, okay? There is a St. Louis treatment center for anorexia, and apparently a 31-year-old female spent 15 months being treated for anorexia, okay, and was there, but she is now claiming that one of the psychologists implanted false memories during the hypnosis sessions in order to keep her there long term and run up a bill that eventually reached $650,000. Okay? The lady, her name is Lisa Nassef. Again, she was admitted for anorexia. And she said the thoughts that were embedded were thoughts of her trying to kill herself, her having been raped several times, her having multiple personalities, and her being involved in satanic rituals involving unthinkable acts. Now, she never did any of those or was never involved in any of those, but she says her psychologist implanted those memories. And now the lawyer says other patients are coming out saying the same thing. And I don't know. I you know, think hypnotherapy does work. I've found it to work with some of my patients that are, trying to quit smoking. Sometimes it works for people, sometimes it doesn't. I've never heard of people implanting ideas into the brain and them sticking. This is crazy. Now, Castlewood Treatment Center's director, this is in St. Louis, Nancy Albus and the psychologist Mark Schwartz deny the allegations. And, of course, they're going to vigorously file the lawsuit, which was just initiated. And this is being reported by ABC News. All right. But, you know, you wonder, does this lady have repressed memory? What, you know, she's been struggling with anorexia. Did she have other types of things? I mean, not all anorexics end up having, psychotic issues or, you know, neurotic disorders or, bad memories. But many do. You know, many people are anorexic because they were abused as a child, etc. Now, apparently this patient claims that the psychiatrist Schwartz used hypnotic therapy on her while she was being treated with psychotropic drugs. And said that the doctor gave her books about satanic worship to further reinforce false memories. She said she was led to believe she was involved in a satanic cult whose rituals included eating babies and that she had been sexually abused and raped multiple times and that she exhibited 20 different personalities. All right. She said she tried to kill herself while she was in the center. And, of course, they kept her there longer. So, you know, you're looking at this and you're like, all right, is she making this stuff up or can somebody really implant memories? I mean, is somebody that hard up for money that they could really manipulate someone's mind? I think this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm sure these treatment centers have cameras. All right, I'm sure they could fingerprint the books. But crazy, crazy stuff. I wonder what's going to happen with this. Okay, another thing that was crazy is a lady was undergoing surgery, simple surgery. This was in, I believe, Florida. Okay, at North Okaloosa Medical Center. All right, 29-year-old, very pretty female, Kim Grice, was undergoing surgery because she had some cysts on her skull. So it was supposed to be, it sounds like, if they were saying it's a minor surgery, it sounds like they were probably removing those sebaceous cysts. You know how some of you guys, you get those lumps, those kind of soft, round lumps, and if they open up, this white, smelly stuff comes out, sebum. Those are called sebaceous cysts. Now, when you have multiple, sometimes they will put you under to get them taken care of. But sometimes we could do them in the office. Well, apparently, in this particular case, she was under anesthesia. And a flash fire started and burned her face. Now, she comes out of it, right? I mean, this was a pretty woman. You see the pictures of her, and it's scary because they don't know if it was when they were using the cautery. When you cauterize, sometimes there could be a little spark, and that could maybe hit the drape. Maybe there was some oxygen that was open. I mean, if it's a flash fire, I'm thinking there was some gas involved. Usually, whenever you do surgery, you really don't have alcohol lying around. Okay? Your alcohol is usually drunk before the surgery. No, I'm kidding. No alcohol. But anyway, you clean with betadine. The betadine dries. Then maybe you shave the patient's area. You put a drape on top of their face. Okay? They're still breathing because they have the respirator on. And then you're able to start working. And so many times they use something called Lobovi, which uses electrical currents to cut. And, you know, rarely it sparks. I know it smokes a lot because it kind of burns the skin, and it has a smell to it, of course. But, you know, when they said there was a flash fire and they woke the patient up out of anesthesia and everybody was, you know, freaked out, I'm thinking maybe there was oxygen without the valve shut off and something got lit. And boom. And it's very scary because now she has third-degree burns all over her face, and all she did was come in for some cysts. Oh, I hate that. I hate when I hear, you know, these medical accidents. It just absolutely just freaks me out. All right. Now, in more children news, a 13-year-old was handcuffed and arrested for, get this, burping in class. Yeah, I guess he was consistently doing it. And the family said that he was handcuffed and taken to, I believe, Juvie Hall. Let me see what happened. Yes, the lawsuit alleges the boy was transported to the juvenile center without his parents being notified. Now, what I think happened is they said that the child had a couple hundred dollars on him, and they believe he had sold pot. Now, this was actually in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, he hasn't been charged yet with any crime, but, you know, he had to strip. He had to strip down in front of five adults, his money taken out of his wallet, and they were accusing him of this. And yet the story starts out, okay, it's because he was burping. Now, and why do you have $200 in your pocket? Well, he said he had $200 because he was going to go shopping. You know, it's Christmas time. Maybe he's going to go Christmas shopping. Why did he burp so much? I don't know. Maybe he downed some root beer. Maybe he was trying to attract a girl next to him, and that was his mating call. I don't know. But Albuquerque Public Schools now are, now investigating the situation and seeing why he had to be handcuffed for burping. All right, I'm thinking something else was going on. All right, I got to tell you, man, what is going on in these schools? Really? All right, so now, for those of you parents that can't get your kids to eat vegetables, doctors are now recommending put some hummus on the table, and that'll attract the kids to dip the vegetable in the hummus. My kids will not eat hummus. Are they kidding? They said use hummus or low-fat yogurt for your child to dip his broccoli or cauliflower in. Oh, come on. I mean, I like hummus, but no, you can't get your kids to eat that stuff. Come on. All right, guys, if this is your stuff, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.